Good afternoon. I'm recording this on Saturday, and Eddie's going to put it on the website for us. I'm going to just sing a few songs here today, read some scripture, and just pray. And we're asking God to encourage each and every one of you. Well, let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your goodness to us, Lord, for the blessings that we have enjoyed all throughout our lives. And Lord, help us now as we face uncertainty in the days ahead. We pray that you would just watch over your people, Lord, and help us to trust you. We pray, Lord, for our leaders and the public servants who are trying to protect the people of this nation. Lord, we pray for others across this world who are facing real challenges and ask you to help them as well. And Lord, teach us through all of this. We love you. We look to you in all things. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I've picked out a few songs that I want to sing, and you may want to sing along with me, but you'll be singing along at home.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
That's Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. We'll sing also, Because He Lives.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. because I know He holds the future, and life is worth living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. Because I know He holds the future, and life's worth living just because He lives. And life is worth living just because He
He lives. And then we're going to sing. I'm doing the singing. I'm hoping you're singing with me. Precious Lord, take my hand. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Help me stand. I'm tired. I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the dark disappears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lord, lead me home. That's a good song there. Precious Lord, take my hand. I'm going to read a few passages of Scripture, and then sing another song or two. I was looking for some passages that might be an encouragement. As we've said in past weeks, as we've been considering and looking at the possibility of the impact of this coronavirus, this pandemic that spread really across the world, is to trust God, to trust God in whatever would come our way. It's just a reminder to each and every one of us that we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know that we can look to our Creator, our Savior, to hold us up, to give us strength, to do what we ought to do in the face of whatever would come our way. I want to read a couple passages and read some of the verses. Some you'll know well. You've heard them many, many times. Others are maybe not as familiar. The 23rd Psalm, this is from New Living Translation. We use it here at the church. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. What encouraging words for us at any point in our life. Another passage I want to read here is from Psalm 37, verses 3 through 5. Psalm 37, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. That's Psalm 37, 3 through 5. I found another couple of passages I'd like to read here as well from Psalm 55 and verse 22. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. And a passage that has brought comfort to me when I have faced challenges in my life, I had committed to memory, Psalm 56 and verse 3 in the King James Version. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. But in the New Living Translation, I'm going to read it now. It says this, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. And I wanted to read another one of the Psalms. Psalm 91. Verses 1 and 2, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I will trust him. And what a powerful word there for us today as well. I want to go to the New Testament and read a passage, just one verse as well, from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. And what a word for us as well today. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. So that is the word today for us to look to our great God. We know that princes and governors and governments are there for a purpose, and we are thankful for responsive governments in our land and in lands, nations across the world. But we are reminded that governments of men can only go so far. Ultimately, we have to trust God. Now, Friends, we also have to use common sense. There are some priorities that we need to give attention to. Health and safety, good hygiene. That's why we're not meeting on tomorrow and the next week as well. We're trying to err on the side of caution and trying to limit personal contact for a time. We know that this virus has a lifespan, and I know that our health officials are trying to do all they can to inform us to keep that curve from getting out of control. So there are some things that we can do. And I would say, as we have each week, and that is for us as believers, as people who represent Jesus Christ, our Savior, is for us to care for one another. And if need be, to put our own concerns on pause for a while and help our neighbors, an opportunity for us to be the light that Jesus has called us to be. Now, we're going to pick up with the series on gifts of the Holy Spirit. We'll see. I'm planning on getting on and recording another message, and we'll see if we get back onto that. But we'll get to it at some point. We're praying for you, and just keep this in mind that we need to continue to look to the Lord and put our trust in Him. I want to just sing two more songs, and then we'll close in prayer, and that'll be it for the service for today. Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Grace appeared the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And as we do, we'll praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God.
All right, one last song before we pray and finish this up today. We've sung it here recently. Give me Jesus. You might remember it.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus, and give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for your great love for us, Lord. Thank you for your congregation, this group of people who love you, who meet here week by week. And Lord, though we cannot together worship you, Lord, help each of us individually in our homes and with our families, lift our hearts, our voices to you, and to thank you for your blessings and your goodness to us. And Lord, thank you for this group of people that you've put together and for the love that's so evident here. And Lord, help us through whatever may come to recognize that we can look to you. And Lord, we also can be thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.